many voters may not be familiar with the role of comptroller. Why should this race be important to them?
This race is important because the comptroller pays the bills for the state of Illinois. The treasurer invests the money. The comptroller spends the money for the state of Illinois and keeps track of all that information and makes sure that the public has access to that information.
What do you see as the most important thing you've done as lieutenant governor?
I've really enjoyed my time as lieutenant governor. I think working on education issues and making sure that a high-quality public education is available across the state, moving in that direction at least. I don't know that we've absolutely achieved that, but we're making some big improvements, making better connections between high schools, community colleges, and four-year universities so that education is more efficient and particularly so that higher education is more affordable. Those have been big accomplishments.
Why did you decide not to run for the office again?
Well, As I mentioned, I've enjoyed serving as lieutenant governor, learned a great deal about the state, but so many of our state problems boil down to money issues, and I think I can do more for the state of Illinois as comptroller.
You were challenging Republican Judy Bard Topinka for the comptroller's office. What do you think have been her shortcomings in the role?
Well, I think in terms of accountability for state government spending, one area where the comptroller has discretion is in expedited payments. People who get scooted to the front of the line on the late bill paying that the state of Illinois does. That's done without any standards that are available to the public, without any reporting to the public on who gets scooted to the head of the line and why. I think in a state that is riddled with a history of corruption, we need to have a complete above-board accountability on that issue where there's discretion in the comptroller's office.
And you just touched on this, but anything else that you would do differently in the role?
The other area that's important for better accountability is the area of local government accountability. Every local government in Illinois, except for school districts, and we have more local governments than any other state in the union, makes an annual financial report to the comptroller's office. At least they all should. Not all of them do. I want to aggressively pursue that information from all the districts to make sure that we have all that information, and then not just let it sit there, but actually use it so that citizens in those districts and local elected officials can make use of that information, can know whether their spending and their taxing falls within a reasonable range compared to other communities, or whether there's something that they're doing wrong or ought to check out and put a lid on potential corruption wherever possible.
Your opponent has received several high-profile endorsements. What groups or what voters are you looking to for your base of support?
Well, I'm proud to be a Democrat and am receiving a great deal of support from members of the Democratic Party. I have a lot of support from labor unions. Local labor unions have been very generous, both in terms of their financial contributions and endorsements, but really in terms of helping knock on doors for me and getting the votes, and that's really where it counts in the end. And other groups like Planned Parenthood, Emily's List, which are strong indicators to folks of my support for women and our constitutional rights.
There have been proposals to merge the comptroller's office with the treasurer's office. Why not merge the two?
The only reason to not merge the offices is the reason why the offices were separated in the first place, and that was a history of corruption. One auditor of public accounts who was both taking in the money and spending the money, and some of the expenditures were to his own bank account. That's why our Constitution set up the offices separately. You know, there's been a lot of talk about merging the offices, and that's all it's been. Our current comptroller and current treasurer both favor merging the offices, and we haven't seen any action in that direction. What I'd like to do is move past talk and get to action. Let's look at the functions of the comptroller's office and the treasurer's office and decide what can be merged. And let's do that without the requirement of a constitutional amendment. For example, the attorney general's office, the treasurer's office, and the comptroller's office all have a consumer affairs division. I think there's really only one of those that's needed, and probably the best place for it is in the attorney general's office.
What, if anything, would you cut from the budget of the comptroller's office?
Certainly the functions that overlap with other offices currently, and that consumer affairs is a perfect example. where there are other functions that can be merged with the treasurer's office, functions that don't deal directly with the paying of the bills. Human resources is an example. I think we can benefit, we can save money by merging those functions.
Would you be willing to sign off on short-term borrowing if you felt the budget situation called for it?
I think we have to look at borrowing where it's going to be to the benefit of the state of Illinois. Right now, we don't call it borrowing, but in essence, we're borrowing from vendors to the state of Illinois, people who are doing medical services, dental services, and providing other goods to the state of Illinois. We're paying our bills to them late. We don't call it borrowing, but it is borrowing. It's an imposition on them. If we can find a way to make our payments, keep businesses in Illinois running more smoothly because they can depend on payment from the state of Illinois, and save in terms of the interest rate we're paying, I want to do that.
I'm sure you're watching the governor's race. How do you think it's shaping up for Governor Quinn, given that he's behind in the polls? And how do you think it will affect your race?
I think the governor is in the middle of a challenging race, as we were 4 years ago, when the polls were not predicting that we were going to do well, and in the end, we won. I think the fact that the governor is campaigning very aggressively and rounding up support wherever he can, and the combined Democratic Party is really working on turnout, I think that's going to help all of us on the Democratic ticket.
Is there anything about you or the comptroller's office that you think voters maybe don't know now that they should?
It's probably not news, but as lieutenant governor, from the first week in office, I've been focusing on ethics, transparency, disclosure, disclosing my tax records, my husband and my assets and liabilities in a very detailed way every year. I also have my senior staff do that. I think that kind of openness and high standards in terms of ethics is something that we ought to demand from someone who deals with the finances of the state of Illinois.